Blackstone Audio presents Mira's Last Dance, a Penric and Desdemona novella in the world of the five gods by Lois McMaster Bujold. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. Nykus was worried about their sorcerer. They'd fetched up at this little hill country farmhouse 2 days ago, passing off their disheveled party of three as a man and his wife, plus their friend who'd sprained his ankle when they'd lost their way on the rocky trails in the dark. Their coin spoke more convincingly than they did, she'd suspected. What seemed to her a small sum had bought them shelter, displacing the farmer couple from their whitewashed bedroom to the loft, and their half-grown children in turn to the stable. Such rural hospitality would cost their hosts a great deal more trouble than that if imperial pursuers arrived here, Nykus reflected uneasily. She rocked her hips to bump open the bedroom door and carried her tray within. Learned Penric was dutifully lying flat in the bed as ordered, but not asleep. He hitched himself up on one elbow, blinking glazed blue eyes at her, and favored her with one of his strange, sweet smiles, quite as if he hadn't almost died 3 nights ago, defending her and her brother Adelis.
Ah, another meal already?
I'm sure you need it, or Desdemona does. Penric might just be one of those maddening, long, lean people who could eat like a horse and never gain a bit of pudge. But she guessed his chaos demon riding inside him like a second personality, a very complicated second personality, drew on his body for nourishment as well.
Do you have to eat for two?
Maybe a little. Here, I can get up. Lie back! Nykus and Desdemona commanded together. Since Des spoke through Penric's mouth, the effect was quite peculiar, but Nykus fancied she was getting used to it. "Listen to your demonic physician," Nykus said, to which Des added, "Yes, and listen to your lovely nurse. She knows what she's about in the sick room."
"When did you two combine forces?" Penric muttered, as Nykus set down the tray on the washstand and drew it to the bedside, plumped his pillows, and permitted him to sit up.
"Here, you don't need to spoon-feed me. It's not soup, so I can't."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?